Chapter 17. Creating an Identity. In this chapter, discovering your values, developing a personal mission statement, appreciating forgiveness of yourself and others. People with borderline personality disorder, BPD, wake up one morning and find themselves intensely enthusiastic about a person, a job, a political idea, a project, or a religion. Their passion is contagious, and others often join in with eagerness. Then, without warning, they reject or lose interest in their previous passions. Their fleeting interests and fickle loyalties leave them feeling fragmented and disjointed, and they confuse the people around them, especially those who shared their passions. When pressed to think about their values, goals, and beliefs, people with BPD often become uneasy and disoriented. They can't put their ideals or principles into words. The slightest nudge by a new person or a new idea can shift their focus completely. Thus, they may have trouble developing a consistent identity or sense of who they are. Their lives are often full of discarded friends, relationships, and interests. In Chapter 7, we describe in greater detail the problems with unstable identities that people with BPD often experience. In this chapter, we give you ideas about how to work on obtaining a more stable sense of self. We provide strategies for identifying your values and then show you how to use those values to write a life mission statement. To facilitate this process of living by a new life mission, we lay out a plan for letting go of blame and rage and finding forgiveness. Clarifying what's important in your life. Remember when you were a child and it seemed like forever until summer vacation or your birthday or the next holiday? If you're like most people, the older you get, the faster time seems to speed by. You probably don't have a lot of extra time to reflect on life's purpose. After all, most people struggle just to go about the daily business of living. However, taking a bit of time to step back and think about what your life is about and how you want to live it can be useful and, occasionally, life-changing. Whether you have BPD or not, figuring out what's most important can help you form goals for the future, which, in turn, can help you stop struggling from moment to moment. Warning: thinking about the big picture can be fairly overwhelming to people with BPD, so we encourage people with BPD to work on the exercises we present in this section with a therapist, and to do so gradually over time. Finding your personal priorities. To clarify what you value, you must think about what you want out of your life. You have several big matters to consider. Some of the topics we describe in this section may not interest you, and others may not be relevant or possible in your life. You don't have to answer all the questions we ask here, but the list of personal priorities following our numbered instructions give you some subjects to think about. Tip: consider writing out your thoughts and answers to our questions in a notebook or computer file. Writing down your thoughts helps clarify thinking and will be useful when you want to develop your personal mission statement. If you're working with a therapist, having a document to refer back to in later sessions can be helpful. The following steps can help you start looking at what's most important in your life. 1. Write each bold word or phrase from the following list of personal priorities in your notebook. 2. Ponder the questions that follow each bold word or phrase. 3. Write down your answers. If a specific category is unimportant or irrelevant to you, skip it or write NA for not applicable. 4. Circle the 5 values that you feel are most important to you. 5. Then pare your choices down to the 3 values you want to focus on first. Underline them. Here's the list of personal priorities to choose from. Charity. What does charity mean to you? Is charity a part of your life? How do you want to change your life in relation to charity? Do you spend as much time helping others as you'd like? How can you be more charitable with yourself? Environment. Do you value conservation? Do you want to leave the world a better place than when you found it by minimizing your carbon footstep? Do you recycle? Do you take time to appreciate and enjoy nature? How do you see yourself in relation to living creatures and plants? Work. How do you define work? Does work give you meaning? What can you do to change your work life? Are you satisfied at work? Do you support yourself? Is your work helping others? Spirituality. What, if any, are your spiritual beliefs? Do these beliefs give you comfort? How do these beliefs impact the way you live your life? Are you living a life that is compatible with your spirituality? What changes do you want to make to your life to make it more compatible with your spiritual beliefs? How can you make those changes? Community. Who are the people in your community? Do you contribute to your community? Do you take away from your community? What does being a member of your community mean? Do you think taking part in politics is important? Do you want to make changes based on these thoughts? Intimate relationships. Whom are you close to? Have you lost relationships because of BPD? How do you show concern for the people you care about? Do your close relationships help you or hurt you? Family. Define family for yourself. Who is your family? Are you holding on to anger about your childhood? What does being a family member mean to you? Friends. Do you have friends? Do you value friendship? What changes do you want to make in your life when you think about your friendships? Creativity. What is creativity to you? Do you have ways in which you can express your creative power? Are you satisfied with the place creativity has in your life? Intellectual goals. What value do you place on lifelong learning? Are you giving yourself credit for learning to help yourself with BPD? Are you taking advantage of opportunities that evolve? What do you want to do differently now that you've thought about learning? Recreation and entertainment. What do you like to do for fun? Do you spend enough time doing things you enjoy? Are hobbies important to you? Do you value recreation for the positive effects it can have on your mood and your life? Possessions. Are possessions important to you? Do you have all you want? Do you have all you need? Finances. Are you comfortable with your finances? Do you have problems with overspending? Are you saving for the future? Do you have needs that aren't being met financially? Can you do something now or in the near future to help your situation? Health. How is your health? Is it important to you? Do you spend time fostering good health? Do you exercise and eat right? Appearance. Do you like the way you look? How important is appearance to you? Is the appearance of your friends important to you? You. What do you like about yourself? Do you want to accept yourself? Do you value honesty? What do you dislike about yourself? Do you blame yourself for all your problems and struggles? Is recognition or success critical to your happiness? Do you feel being right is important? Warning. Try not to beat yourself up if you notice that you're not living in a way that matches what you value most. Whether you have BPD or not, only a few saints live fully and always in ways consistent with their values. After you've reviewed your values and decided which three feel the most important to you, you're ready for the next step, writing out a personal life mission statement. Creating a personal life mission statement. Businesses create mission statements to capture the essence of their organization's purposes, goals, and directions. Doing so helps executives keep track of whether their company is staying on the right path or deviating from its primary mission. A mission statement also helps consumers understand the purpose and values of a particular business and its products. Creating a personal life mission statement accomplishes similar goals for you in your life. Having such a statement can help you know whether you're going where you want to go or investing considerable time in activities that deviate from your priorities. Preparing to create your statement. Here are some tips to keep in mind when you're preparing to create your life mission statement. Think small, not globally. For example, you don't want to promise to eliminate global hunger. Nice thought, perhaps, but it's pretty hard for one person to do in a lifetime. Instead, you can consider volunteering at a food bank once a week. Try to include ideas that you can enact in small ways most days. For example, you may have identified a value of being more charitable. You can include in your mission statement that you want to contribute a small amount of time most days to either doing nice things for people or helping others in some manner. Focus on specific, positive actions instead of saying what you won't do. For example, you don't want to say that you'll never rage again. Instead, vow to compliment others and practice emotional regulation skills. See Chapter 16 for ways to regulate your emotions. Make your mission statement short and doable. Usually, a paragraph or so in length is dandy. Try not to cover too much ground. Remember that you can always revise and add items over the years. Focus on changes you'd like to make in your life. These changes typically involve things you'd like to do more of. Change your mission statement if and when it doesn't quite feel right. With the passage of time, you may have something you wish to add to or remove from your list. After all, values can and do change. Putting your statement on paper. You can't write your life mission statement without thought, effort, and time. You may write several drafts before you're happy with your statement. Feel free to ask for feedback from your therapist or a close, trusted friend you've known for quite a while. To put your mission statement on paper, follow these steps. 1. Start by reviewing your 3 most highly rated core values. 2. Consider filling in the blanks for statements similar to the ones in the following list to create your life mission statement. Because I value blank. I plan to blank. I will blank. In order to blank. I will become more blank. By blank. I will improve blank. By blank. I commit to strengthening blank. By blank. I dedicate my life to blank. By blank. 3. Be sure to cover each of your 3 core values in some way, but keep the action small and achievable. Sampling 2 life mission statements. When you're designing a life mission statement, seeing what other people have done helps. The following story about Diana demonstrates how an initial mission statement can reflect values that are in a state of flux. Diana, a talented dancer in her mid-20s, loses her job at a local musical theater. Her boss fires her because she missed too much work and argued incessantly with other cast members. She's briefly hospitalized after an overdose of prescription medicine. While in the hospital, she's diagnosed with BPD and is referred to a partial hospitalization program. See Chapter 11 for information about the different treatment options for BPD. As part of her treatment, Diana works on exploring and identifying her core values. She chooses 3 areas that she wants to concentrate on: friends, work, and appearance. Here's the mission statement she comes up with. Diana's first life mission statement. Because friends are important to me, I will work on controlling my emotions and remaining calmer around my friends. Because I know I'm lucky to work as a dancer, I will appreciate the privilege by being more reliable. I value my appearance, and it's critical for my job, so I will keep up with dieting and exercising to stay healthy. Over the course of 2 years of inconsistently going to therapy, Diana suffers several relapses. Her good intentions don't prevent her from getting fired 2 more times from theater jobs. The pressure of performing on stage seems too emotionally charged. She finds herself unemployed, dependent on her parents for support, and without friends. Frustrated and lonely, Diana seeks help. Her therapist asks Diana to look again at how she's living her life. Diana revisits her mission statement. "These values seem superficial to me now," she tells her therapist. "I sound like a teenager. I was focused on how good I looked and how to please my friends. Now I just want to feel like a good person and keep a job." Diana decides that her values have changed. She now wants to find a work situation she can handle. She understands that she needs a more structured and less demanding job. She sees her appearance as much less important than she did before. After reanalyzing her values, Diana determines 3 new areas she wants to focus on: improving her own mental health, finding a stable, low-stress job, and giving to others by volunteering at the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill, NAMI. She develops the following new life mission statement. Diana's second life mission statement. "I commit to staying in treatment to take better care of myself. Because I value financial independence, I plan to find a job I'm capable of sticking with. Because I'm grateful for the help I've received, I want to commit to helping others by connecting with something like NAMI." Notice that Diana's first mission statement didn't contain statements about what she wouldn't do, such as raging, but focused instead on making positive efforts to remain calm. She discovered that she wasn't quite ready to control her emotions, but figured out that controlling where she worked might help. When she reanalyzed her values after 2 years of living, she recommitted to therapy and decided she wanted to help others. She felt that her values had evolved in a positive way. The following story about John highlights someone who is failing to live according to his value system because he's caught up in anger. John, an attorney, enters treatment for BPD after his 3rd divorce. John works long hours but is financially unstable. He spends too much money, and his divorces have cost him plenty. His physician tells him that he has to learn how to control his anger, or he'll end up having a heart attack. John decides to see a psychologist to work on his issues. His psychologist wants John to look at his life and his values. John realizes that he has spent much of his life being angry at how unfair the world is. He recalls that in his youth, he imagined making a difference in the world. He decides that the 3 core values that are most important to him are intellectual goals, commitment to community, and financial stability. With those values in mind, he develops the following mission statement. John's life mission statement. "I commit myself to spending time pursuing my interest in politics. I will attend local political meetings and learn about how I can participate in my community as a leader. I vow to put 15% of my income into a retirement account to rebuild my finances." John found that his life mission statement helped him clarify who he was and where he wanted to go in life. He realized that much of his behavior and focus took him away from his real goals and values. After writing his mission statement, he developed a deeper understanding of his identity and what his life is about. The value of work. In our practice, we found that work, paid or volunteer, is a crucial part of therapy for most people with BPD. Joel Paris, a renowned expert in the treatment of BPD, finds that helping people return to school or go to work takes priority over working on intimate relationships. Work brings you into a social network where you can practice what you're learning in therapy. Work also reduces the time that you may otherwise spend ruminating about your problems. Work, or school, builds feelings of competence and independence. Success at work breeds hope. One caution: Work can be stressful. So make sure that you evaluate any job carefully in terms of pressures for productivity, as well as long hours or potential emotional conflicts. We encourage our clients to consider part-time work or school if they've been out of the workforce for a long time. You may also want to consider going to your state's Department of Vocational Rehabilitation or an occupational therapist if you haven't done well in previous work placements. An occupational therapist can evaluate your skills and guide you in a better direction. Finally, finding forgiveness. You'll likely succeed in implementing your new life mission statement with time, patience, and persistence. However, how bogged down you are by rage at other people, or even yourself, can hamper and stymie your ability to progress. Rage consumes huge amounts of emotional resources. Even a small fraction of the energy you currently devote to rage can take you a long way toward positively implementing your life mission. However, learning to let go or find forgiveness can be a disturbingly difficult task, especially when you have good reasons for feeling enraged. But we do believe that forgiveness is worth the effort. As you begin to consider forgiveness as a step toward implementing your life mission, you need to think about the two types of forgiveness: forgiveness of yourself and forgiveness of others. Forgiving yourself first. Many, perhaps most, people with BPD spend a lot of time feeling down about themselves. They usually know when their behaviors have been inappropriate or have caused unnecessary harm to others or themselves. With that realization about their actions, they feel self-loathing and despair. Typical thoughts at such times include, "I am a worthless human being. I'm hopeless. I don't deserve to live. What's wrong with me?" If you ever think the preceding thoughts, we want to remind you of an important concept we cover in Chapter 16. Just because you feel or think something doesn't make it true. Consider the following steps the next time you start beating up on yourself. 1. Start by acknowledging and accepting responsibility for actions you now deem hurtful and/or regrettable toward others or yourself. If possible, apologize or make amends if your actions involved someone else. If your actions harmed only you, apologize to yourself. 2. Appreciate the fact that you didn't cause or ask for your BPD. Your BPD is the result of a series of complicated interacting factors, which we talk about in Chapter 4. No one wants to have BPD. 3. Realize that you can't change the past. Nothing you do now will undo your past actions. Focusing on past regrets absolutely prevents you from moving forward. Self-abuse virtually morphs into self-indulgence when it prevents you from making positive changes. In other words, when you stay stuck in self-abuse and wallow in self-loathing, you accomplish very little, and all you do is focus on your own issues. 4. Repeat the following to yourself over and over again. I'm at where I'm at. All I can do is make positive steps now to get to a better place. Remember, forgiving yourself is a long-term process. It's not something you just decide to do once and then you're done. You're bound to fall down on this job many times on the way toward forgiveness. But after you begin to forgive yourself, you want to work on forgiving others too. Fumbling to forgive others. Many of our clients over the years, and especially those with BPD, have related stories of horrific abuse, times of unimaginable hurt, and shockingly difficult life circumstances involving losses, financial setbacks, and unexpected disappointments. Many of these events have been inflicted by cruel, hateful parents, family members, or peers. Are we seriously suggesting that you forgive these people? We are, in fact, recommending that you do so. However, Please realize that forgiving doesn't mean that you're declaring the grievous acts perpetrated against you acceptable. Nor does the act of forgiveness mean that you must discount the importance of what happened to you. Rather, forgiveness involves letting go of the rage, hatred, and/or desire for revenge that you carry around with you like a 200-pound knapsack strapped to your back every day of your life. Studies have shown that coming to terms with the past through forgiveness allows people to lead happier, more satisfying lives. After they're freed from the burdens of rage, they can move forward once again. You may wonder how you can ever let go like we are suggesting you do. Well, forgiveness is a process that takes a lot of work. Here are the steps we recommend you take on your path to forgiveness. 1. Bring the memory of the offense that someone perpetrated against you into your mind. However, when you do, try looking at the event from a little distance. Imagine that the event is occurring on a screen, as though you're watching a movie about the event. Look at the offense as objectively and impartially as you possibly can. 2. Take away the perpetrator's power. By letting go of your rage and forgiving, you drain the power away from the person or persons who wronged you. Imagine the perpetrator becoming weak. Do not, however, imagine inflicting revenge on the perpetrator. 3. Imagine yourself as a coper and no longer as a victim. You accomplish this task by picturing yourself as newly empowered and strong, as opposed to helpless and weak. Copers have dealt with equally difficult circumstances too, but eventually, they let go of their rage and move on. 4. Forgive. Again, when you forgive, you don't declare that the perpetrator's actions were right, acceptable, or okay. Instead, you decide to let go. Give yourself the right to seek the life you would have had if the event had never occurred.